Hello and welcome to this GCSE Mathematics Study Podcast. I'm here to guide you through one of the most important topics on your OCR exam, probability. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, probability questions appear in nearly every paper, and they're worth some serious marks. Today we're going to explore everything from basic probability calculations right through to tree diagrams, Venn diagrams, and conditional probability. By the end of this session, you'll understand exactly what examiners are looking for, and how to pick up every available mark. So grab a pen and paper if you can, and let's dive in. Let's start with the fundamentals. Probability measures how likely an event is to happen, and it's always expressed as a number between 0 and 1. 0 means impossible, 1 means certain, and everything else falls somewhere in between. Now, here's something crucial for your exam. OCR examiners will accept probabilities as fractions, decimals, or percentages, but they will not accept ratios. So if you write 3 to 4 or 3:4, you'll score 0 marks, even if your working is perfect. Always write it as a fraction like 3/7 or convert to a decimal. The basic probability formula is probability equals the number of successful outcomes divided by the total number of possible outcomes. Simple enough, right? But here's where students often trip up. When you're dealing with experimental or frequency data, your answer is an estimate of probability, not an exact value. If the question mentions trials, experiments, or recorded data, make sure you use the word estimate in your reasoning. Examiners specifically look for this understanding. Now let's talk about combined events, because this is where the marks really stack up. When two events happen together, you need to know whether to multiply or add probabilities. Here's the golden rule, and means multiply, or means add. If the question asks for the probability of event A and event B both happening, you multiply their individual probabilities. If it asks for A or B happening, you add them. But watch out! If the events can overlap, you need to subtract the intersection to avoid counting it twice. This is where Venn diagrams become your best friend. Tree diagrams are absolutely essential for multi-stage events, and OCR loves testing these. Here's how they work. Each branch represents a possible outcome, and you write the probability on each branch. To find the probability of any complete path through the tree, you multiply along the branches. To find the probability of several different paths, you add the results together. The key thing to remember is this. Probabilities on branches coming from the same point must add up to 1. Always check this before you move on. It's a quick way to spot mistakes. Now, for higher tier students, conditional probability is a major focus. Conditional probability means the probability of something happening given that something else has already happened. The notation is P of A given B written with a vertical line. The formula is P of A given B equals P of A and B divided by P of B. But honestly, in most GCSE questions, you can work it out from first principles using a tree diagram or two-way table. If you're told that event B has happened, you're now only interested in the B section of your sample space and you calculate probabilities within that restricted space. One more vital concept, replacement. When you pick items from a bag or deck without replacement, the probabilities change for the second pick because there are fewer items left. Your denominator decreases. With replacement, you put the item back so the probabilities stay the same. OCR will often test this by asking you to draw a tree diagram for picking two items without replacement. Make sure you adjust those denominators on the second set of branches. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. First, timing. You should spend roughly 1 minute per mark. A 6-mark probability question deserves 6 to 7 minutes of your time. Don't rush, but don't get stuck either. When you see command words, pay close attention. Calculate means show your working and include units if needed. Explain means you need to give reasons. Use the word because to link cause and effect. Show that is particularly strict. You must write out every single step of your calculation. You cannot just jump to the answer, even if it's given in the question. Examiners award method marks for seeing your process. Here are the most common mistakes I see students make. First, writing probabilities as ratios instead of fractions. I've said it before, but it's worth repeating because it costs students marks every single exam session. Second, forgetting to reduce the denominator in without replacement scenarios. If you start with 5 items and pick 1, the second stage has 4 items, not 5. Third, confusing the AND rule with the OR rule. AND means multiply, OR means add. Write it on your formula sheet if you need to. Fourth, double counting the intersection in Venn diagrams. When you calculate A union B, that's everything in A or B or both, so you add A and B, then subtract the intersection once. Here's a pro tip. When a question asks for at least one, it's almost always easier to calculate one minus the probability of none. For example, the probability of getting at least one head in three coin flips is one minus the probability of getting three tails. This saves time and reduces error. Okay, let's test your recall with some quick-fire questions. I'll give you a moment to think after each one. Question 1. What's the formula for basic probability? The answer is number of successful outcomes divided by total number of possible outcomes. Question 2. What does AND mean in probability? Multiply the probabilities. Question 3. What does OR mean in probability? Add the probabilities. Question 4. On a tree diagram, what must the probabilities on branches from the same point add up to? They must add up to 1. Question 5. If you're picking items without replacement, what happens to the denominator on the second pick? It decreases by 1. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the core principles of probability. Basic calculations, combined events using AND and OR rules, tree diagrams for multi-stage events, Venn diagrams for overlapping events, and conditional probability for higher tier. We've talked about the critical importance of expressing probabilities correctly, adjusting for replacement, and using the right command word strategies. Remember, probability questions are mark-rich, and they reward clear, methodical working. Show every step, check your branches, add to one, and always ask yourself, am I multiplying or adding here? Practice with past papers and pay close attention to the mark schemes to see exactly what examiners want. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.